Hello, and welcome to the DJMCloud.com podcast with me, Daniel J. McKeown. Episode number 44, recording on August 17th, 2012. I just got an Apple TV. Jessica and I have one now because we upgraded our TV. So we have the ability to use AirPlay to push video or audio from our iPhones. And Jessica has an iPad, so she can do that. Now, I have a MacBook Pro and an iMac. My iMac is pretty recent, but it's actually not new enough to run the AirPlay. But my MacBook Pro is just new enough to be able to run the AirPlay feature. So, because it's like an early 2011 MacBook Pro, I think I just made the cutoff, I can use the feature to push video to our TV. This makes it easy to see YouTube videos that I'm subscribed to. It makes it easy to watch video that we took and record it with our iPhones, and then we can just we can watch it on the new TV that we got. So I think that there's a lot of new possibilities as someone who's just got my first Apple TV kind of device. We haven't done that. Now I've usually used the computer rather than watch the TV, but now I see the conversions happening, and I do think that it could make me a lot more interested in using the TV screen, even if it is still being used as a monitor for my MacBook Pro or something like that. And in order to be able to actually have the AirPlay feature, I had to upgrade to OS X Mountain Lion, the 10.8 version of Apple's OS X, and I was able to do it through the App Store, and it was pretty straightforward. I think $20 upgrade. It took I was using my other computer while I was upgrading, so it seemed to take like under an hour. Maybe a little bit less than that, but I'm not sure exactly, because it just was running and restarting, and then pretty quickly it was upgraded. And there have been a few slight issues with the AirPlay changing the size coming out strangely on the TV, the Apple computer being having its actual like screen resolution resize, but I was able to fix that in the system preferences. And it is like the first version of the new OS, so I think overall I think it's pretty impressive. I've been enjoying trying it out.
I think everything is
Where's my fucking glasses? Oh, shit! Alright! Who rigged the Marine Trash Poster?
The dictator was dropping black plastic bags full of on the different destinations just to intimidate people. And so what happened was that he had a
book.
that you would like to look at some of the clips that I have in this episode, just check the show notes at djmcloud.com and then look for podcast 44. And the show notes will have links to stuff I talk about. They'll have links to clips that I play. And you can, you know, so you can find out more in-depth information about the stuff I mentioned, like GitHub having a TextMate too. Now you can download the successor to the very popular Apple text editor called TextMate. This was something that was really big in the Ruby on Rails community and other coding communities, you know, in the mid to late zeros, I guess. And the developer had been talking for a long time about delivering TextMate 2, but it hadn't happened. And finally, last year, the people behind TextMate, I think there's one main developer, but there's multiple people. And, you know, I'm not really sure about the structure of the company, but they put out a alpha. They put out an alpha version of TextMate 2, but now just recently, they have released TextMate 2 onto GitHub, meaning that you can look at the code. It's gone open source, and in addition to that, they've packaged up versions of it that you can download and just install right away on your Mac. Like, you know, you just download it and it will, I think, unzip or something, and then it'll just have the application, you know, the .app file just ready to go, and you can install it. And because the code on GitHub, if you just download a zip of the code, it won't look like that exactly. One of those stories that's been talked about a lot in the tech blogosphere, Twitter sphere, whatever, is the app.net site. There's a site, join.app.net, that Jessica and I talked about actually in podcast 42, and their angle is that they're supposed to be a user and developers backed for-profit alternative to Twitter or something like that. And Jessica and I did express some skepticism that the model might work, but they're now been funded.
That vibe, we're surrounded. I'm just glad we can all meet in one place and that there's others like me.
Time they almost always misbehaved and went crazy.
Assange has been granted asylum by the Ecuadorian government. He checked into the Ecuadorian embassy in violation of his bail conditions in England. So there's no clear route for him to get out of the country because British police would likely arrest him if he attempted to escape out of the the country at any point. But Britain was about to extradite him to Sweden, and Assange definitely had concerns about being extradited to the U.S. and questions about the Swedish system and why he hadn't been charged there. But the Ecuadorian president has approved the application by the dissident to be granted political asylum. Now, of course, Julian Assange is the founder of WikiLeaks, and a lot of people have been talking about the possibility of prosecution in the United States. Certainly, Bradley Manning, who's accused of being involved with WikiLeaks as well, has been held in solitary confinement for years now, and it seems unlikely that Assange would be treated much differently. And this is just for leaking documents, just for being a whistleblower. Well, if you listen to episode number 43, last episode, you know that I mentioned an app called Fisheye Pro for the iPhone. It was a camera app that simulates a fisheye lens, and it still does that, but it received an update. I actually talked about the feature that was on the way. They now have it. I said that they were promising it, but we'd have to see what happened. So they've delivered. They have a full frame style, so they have virtual lenses, and you have three to pick from. Lens one of the regular one, Lomo ones, is good, but now they have a full frame one too. So instead of that circular image with sides that are just dark or made to look like the side of a lens, the whole rectangular frame is filled with the image, and I think that it just makes that app that much cooler, because it gives you another way to make the fisheye kind of effect, work. So definitely check it out if you want, an iOS fisheye lens app. It's called Fisheye Pro. Now, I noticed that I have talked about other fisheye apps for iOS in the past. On podcast 18, I talked about Fisheye Toy Camera, and on podcast 20, I talked about another fisheye app that's actually called Snapper, spelled in that Web 2.0 kind of way. But neither of those is as good as Fisheye Pro. So I think that if you're looking for one app that works for that kind of purpose on your iPhone, that one is good. And I have another iOS app that I want to talk about, and this one also has a Mac counterpart. It's called IA Writer. Now, the reason you might want to check this out is because it's a basic text editor. There's a Mac version and an iOS version. You can get those from the app stores, and as long as you're logged into iCloud, this app will automatically sync the documents that you create, as long as you create it in iCloud. When you're creating a document, you can share documents easily then between your Mac and your iPhone, and also your iPad if you have that version.
So what the hell is going on there? There's only one that's rough and all here, but it was you. It was you. It's Bo Diddley. Because I think
everything is a remix. More magic underwear.
So I paid into that for 50 years. My unemployment and my social security and my Medicare. And now you're going to...
What do you think about?
He let it go too far. He's fallen out with his group. He's drinking too much, and he's gradually losing contact. He had no various management. No friends were working with him.
Could get any work, could get any jobs in Europe around. No, I don't know. Sick. Broken.
What do you think about?
Is it possible to love somebody who believes something different than you do? I think it's an interesting question. The obvious answer is, of course.
I've tried a new Google Reader client. Now, Google Reader, of course, is just the service that Google offers at google.com/reader, where you can subscribe to RSS feeds. And this is just a process of taking URLs that sites have. They have the little orange RSS logo sometimes at blogs you might read. And you can take the link and add that link to Google Reader, and that will allow Google Reader to get new content when they have it at that site through a technology called RSS. And people have started making clients for Google Reader because it's a web app, so you can go to web browser and go to Google Reader, but some people want a native experience on their platform, or they want something different than the typical web or mobile web experiences. So one of the apps I've talked about before is Reader with two E's, and Reader is a pretty good app for iPhone, and Jessica has the app iPad version, and I think that one's okay. I think the desktop version may have lagged a little bit, so it's worth trying a new one. And so the new one I've tried is called Caffeinated. I think Caffeinated is pretty cool. It's got a different kind of look and feel. It's not quite as smooth around the edges as Reader, but it has a good kind of flow to it when you're going through it. It does some different things, like it puts the feeds in alphabetical order instead of the order you have them arranged in on Google Reader. But it offers a good alternative. It has some features like click to flash, and you know, it allows you to click through and get, you know, the actual web page on sites. And overall, it's a pretty good experience, although, you know, it could, you know, be a little more stable, I think, you know, as it gets developed.
I'm
I mean, every second of the day, I'm just going to milk it. I mean, every second of the day, I'm just going to milk it.
You've been listening to the DJMCloud.com podcast. If you want to send us some feedback, send us an email at DJMCloud@sf3am.com. If you check out the website, you can see show notes that'll have links to all sorts of stuff. And if you check the homepage, then you can also see links to my GitHub profile, YouTube page, all sorts of stuff like that. So you can also reach this stuff by going to pacificpelican.us. And, you know, while you're there, go ahead and check out some of the photos and other stuff we got there.